That was a really bad one. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Books and Betches. Not to be confused with Books and Chaos. I'm sorry.
The Hollow Etches.
I'm Kristen, and with me I have...
Erica. Maria.
Okay, that's Erica and Maria.
We're dead. We're coming to you from the other side.
This is
or the middle. What was it called?
Limbo.
The halfway.
This is a book podcast. We swear, we spoil, we talk about sex, and we suck at podcasting.
Okay. We're fixing it.
And that's the addendum. Is that the word?
Addendum.
Is that it? I've been trying to say that word for months, and I've been saying it wrong every time. So that's good to know. Like most things.
Point in case.
I say that all the time now. This episode we are talking about the book House of Hollow by
Crystal Sutherland.
House of Hollow. Where did this one come from?
It was my suggestion. I think somebody recommended it from the followers, but ultimately this one has kind of like made its rounds too.
Yeah, I think it was big for a while, a couple years back.
Was it? This is YA, right?
It's YA, yeah.
It's okay. Technically YA, but I think
Hi everybody, this is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read, a podcast about the books that built our souls. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. Don't miss it. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hannah to Jhumpa Lahiri, Susie Essman, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they talk, they share. You can join us on Instagram for more behind the scenes content and giveaways at You Are What You Read Podcast and at Adriana Trigiani. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know, like, it's kind of like on the horror,
yeah, it's horror
side of things. Mm-hmm.
This one was more adult to me than the last
fantasy,
book we did.
Fantasy, horror, young adult are the first three.
Yeah.
Mystery, thriller.
I didn't find it to be that much of a thriller, but...
No, it wasn't a thriller at all. No. But I enjoyed this book.
Oh, good.
I'll kick it off there.
Okay, cool.
You great. Didn't.
I didn't not enjoy it.
I love when you say shit like that, because it's so annoying. Okay, explain.
I wouldn't read it again.
I would not read most books ever again.
Okay, well, that's not really a great skill for you. Okay. But for me, who often rereads books, I wouldn't read it again.
There's a lot of books that we've read on this podcast that I don't remember what they are, and I've given them 4 stars, and I'm like, I couldn't tell you what that book was about.
Well, yeah. And apparently that means that you don't, like, retain anything, but, like...
I don't.
No, but that's the thing a lot of readers have, where, like, I can finish the book today, the plot's out my head tomorrow.
But I enjoyed it. Did you like this book?
It was mid-tier. It was like meh.
Okay.
It was like
fair. I think I gave it 4 stars. So
I think in some parts of it, I was like interested. And then we got to other bits and I was like, what am I like following here?
I would stop here for sure. This is a one-off to me.
It is a standalone.
It is a
standalone. Oh, good. Yeah. thank God. That's great. I love it so much more. Wow. Up half a star.
Up half a star.
There are things.
Just give it out half stars here.
There are things about it that I absolutely fucking love, like which we'll get into later, because there's things I want to talk about in that realm.
I already forgot her name.
But
you know what I really liked about this book is that I had no fucking idea where it was going. When it was going.
Same.
I felt like I was in a closet in the dark the entire story.
I agree with that.
And even at the end, I kind of felt like, did I get it all?
I'm with you on that.
I knew the twist.
Well, I knew the twist.
Really?
But I didn't know where.
But it was the sister?
Okay, well, let's just fucking call the sheep black, I guess.
What do you mean? Are we not spoiling
it? They're changelings. I knew from the start they're not the girls who went in.
Yeah.
I know, but you really thought that the sister was the bad guy?
No.
I knew something was wrong with
her. I thought that was the twist.
No, the twist is that's their dad.
Should we do the 60 second before we
I'll do it.
Get into this?
Okay.
Let's see if I remember anything, because I don't.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Maria's going to do it.
I don't remember shit. Get your phone out.
Good call.
Get your phone out.
I do agree with you, Erica, where like the open of the book when we started, because I didn't know anything going into it. I didn't read any synopsis. So I was like, I didn't know if it was a horror. I didn't know shit. So at the beginning, I was like, where the fuck is this going?
I knew it was a
what
horror.
What is the point of this?
I think Kayla had read this book before. Okay. Books and Lala.
Oh.
And I think that's where I first heard of it.
Did she like it?
I can't remember.
All right. Maria.
I love that there's only 292 pages. It's not that many pages.
More of that.
I like that it was short.
More of that. If you're new to this podcast, we do the same.
Cindy gave it 5.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm sorry.
If you're new to this podcast, we do this thing where we attempt to explain the plot summary of a book in 60 seconds or less. This week, Maria's doing House of Hollow. Maria, are you ready?
Luke
on your mark,
five
get
stars.
Set, go.
Okay, Iris Hollow is one of three. Her and her sisters, when they were very young, got lost one day. And they come back 24 hours later naked and all white hair. And they just like, things are weird. Their father commits suicide because he never believed that his daughters came back. He thinks his daughters have been taken. Spoiler, it's true. Through it, the sisters are all like famous in their own way, except for Iris, who's still in high school. One of them is a model. She goes missing. They go, her and her other sister, I think Vi, whatever her name is.
30 seconds.
She goes to try to help find this model one, find out that she's been going into the other world, which is like the halfway world between where fairies are, to figure out what's happening. They're being chased by this like scary looking minotaur thing. It turns out to be their dead dad or the spirit of him.
15 seconds.
And then we find out that, yeah, they are changelings, but they still can come back and now they're just living their lives like normal.
Well, one of them was bad.
I mean, what's the other girl's name? She's
five,
not bad.
Four.
She was just doing what she had to protect her sisters.
Didn't true. She like
done.
Skin them?
Okay.
They all took their skin and just
you're
walked
unbelievably
out.
Good at these.
Thank you.
No, but the sister is the one that skinned them.
No, they all did it, but she told the other two to forget it.
Okay, let's start at the top. So three sisters. We have Iris, Gray, and Viv.
Viv, yeah.
Gray is the one who is like, she's weird. There's something about her, but she's
the
famous.
Oldest.
She's super fucking famous.
And they have this ability that they can like make you do whatever they wanted.
Yes.
Come here, you.
Iris is our main character. She's the one that we're following with. And then Viv is kind of like the outcast.
The punk rock girl.
Yeah, punk rock. They're in a band. The thing that I thought was interesting was like, they live normal lives. Like they go to high school, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Gray, the weird popular sister, has like, I think she said 98 million followers on mm-hmm. Instagram, like very 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 famous.
I
right?
realized when you asked this question this of us,
I thought this was because like 98 million followers, that's like the level of Britney Spears. So
that's like Selena Gomez is more.
No, Selena's like 400 and
but this is like
million.
Yeah,
this is like Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah,
okay,
so yeah. No, but let's pretend, because she's a pop star. So I want to.
No, she's a model.
She's a model and a pop. She's in the band with them.
No, Viv is the one that's in the band.
Oh, I thought she was in the band with
Viv
them.
Viv is the lead
she's
singer.
Like a, she's
okay,
like
she's
a
model
and right. like an influencer.
Yeah. Who's a really famous model right now?
Bella Hadid. Is that a model?
Sure. She's very famous. If Bella Hadid was my sister, I feel like I would probably like come from a family that has a lot of money, even if it's her money. I'd probably be in like private school because the way that they're, I don't know. It just, the way that they exist in normal life.
Oh,
like,
this is why you asked that question.
Because she's got, she has like 100 people coming up to her day being like, yo, your sister, tell me about your sister. Like that's gotta be fucking
annoying.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to function in society if my sister had 98 million followers. And
I think that's the thing that happens in general though. Like my sister went through that in high school, being like, oh, you're Maria's sister, which I was not that popular.
Yeah.
But I guess with like teachers, you're like, oh, you're Maria's sister.
Yeah. But it's like a different level of like safety. Like they're,
oh, safety, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird.
Also, their history of, like, going missing and coming back.
So like, they're so well-known, but they just kind of, like, exist in society.
Hi, I'm Kate. And I'm Corinne. We host the podcast Pop Fiction Women, and our tagline is, we're complicated. What does that mean exactly? To us, it just means real, three-dimensional human beings with contradictions and conflict who also happen to be women. On this podcast, we engage in the simple but subversive act of taking women seriously. Whether it's a discussion of a classic rom-com or current hit movies written and directed by women, like Barbie or Saltburn, you can be sure we'll bring our own dynamic spin. And we recap some of the buzziest TV shows like Succession, White Lotus, and Yellowjackets. We also discuss book-to-TV adaptations like Daisy Jones, Tell Me Lies, Expats, Fleischman, and The Last Thing He Told Me. We give you a seat at the table with your favorite New York Times bestselling authors in our complicated conversation series, and we introduce you to the next rising star in our debut discussions. In both interview formats, we always ask the most important question of all, what's your sign? Subscribe or follow Pop Fiction Women wherever you get podcasts.
Like normal. I don't know, it was weird to me. But anyway, moving past that, I don't know, I couldn't help but think about that. So Gray goes missing. Mm-hmm. And of course everybody's like, oh my god, Gray, she's
my
the best
god, Gray. Yeah.
And the mom was really weird because they called her Kate and she was like, do not call me mom, like I go by Kate.
I think that was the weirdest thing
because she knew.
Yeah, but it's still weird
because Gray told her later too. She's like, yeah, your daughters are dead.
Yeah,
and she still was like, okay,
she's like, I got someone back. Yeah. That's why she's so attached to Iris.
This is the coolest part of the whole story to me. So the sisters went missing, right? This is like the whole premise. The sisters went missing when they were kids. They come back. Something's really off about them, but they're still them. I love the idea of other worlds. And like they mentioned it in the book of like people talking about like national parks when there's doors in the middle of the forest. I
came back to you. This is your moment.
Love I know, I this back, shit. Back, and I thought back. About you a lot because are you the one that listens to, somebody told me to listen
to the folklore of Appalachia.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a couple of TikToks that I'm really deep into and Appalachia folklore is like top three right now. And I can't do it after like 8 o'clock because then I will have a nightmare or something like that. Yeah. But like Appalachia, it is like, I honestly, if you like horror or like you like that scary shit, that those TikToks are so fucking good because they are so scary. But like that's where like the doors in the middle of the forest or like stairs in the middle of the forest, like do not enter. Do not go near them.
Which is funny because I've climbed stairs in the middle of the woods before.
You are
no
still
wonder
there.
You have Bob with
You're
you.
Still there.
You're still there.
It's like Garrett in the shed.
Yeah.
I told someone that this weekend. I was at a work convention thing, and I told somebody about the Hell House and like
how Garrett's still there.
How like we were we'll passing randomly like text him and be like, "You're still in the shed,
Garrett. If you're listening, you are still in the shed, and
you
this
are
is proof."
Still in the shed.
No, I've definitely been in woods where there's been like stairs to nothing. Where it definitely used to be like a house back in the day, or you know, like a castle, and I've climbed them and I've thought about it. There are. Times.
But like, was it like ruins around it or is it just a staircase?
There's like some ruins around it, but very much
like there are some pictures I've seen where it's just like just a staircase.
That's fucked.
Absolutely not.
Would you climb those stairs?
No. You're not gonna catch me in the woods.
I probably would.
Kristen? you're not gonna catch me in the woods.
I'd probably climb those stairs.
I don't like the woods. Put me in the ocean over putting me in the woods.
What about a door in the middle of the woods? Oh, I'd walk all the way through it. And I'd hold your hand.
It's so rude.
I'd pull you through that motherfucking door.
There's like creepy.
Well, we'd have to go together, so I'm not going alone.
Yeah.
There's creepy things about like Appalachia folklore stuff where it's like the lower the voice is, the closer it is.
Mm.
What?
Like
the quieter
know, like, it sounds.
What are
the
they called?
Closer it is.
Oh, I hate this.
What are they called? Not the skinwalkers.
Skinwalkers are a thing.
But there's
yes.
another one. Oh, what are they called? I don't know. But like people will post TikToks. You'll hear things in the background of people going, hello.
Yeah, that you should never answer
you
that.
You should never answer.
If you hear your name and you don't
never
recognize
answer your name.
The voice. Actually, even if you recognize the voice, like, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Happened to me.
And
once.
You know what I also thought of? So, like, I have a ton of windows on my first floor. My house is awesome. I love it. But somebody was like, close all of your windows. Like, shut all
Blinds.
Your shades.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you are literally in a fucking fish
portal.
Tank.
I love that, though.
Yeah, Kristen's the one that stares into your house.
Oh, I love it. And
no,
I love
I know,
leaving
but
my shades open for people to watch.
Not in my area. I don't give a shit about it. But like, if you're in the middle of the woods and, like, all
oh,
of your
well,
windows
yeah,
are open.
Fuck off.
Like, you basically are in a fish tank for
yeah,
somebody to...
Yeah, I won't be in the woods.
Oh, did you see that they're doing a four-part Netflix series on The Strangers?
No.
What Strangers? What happened
you
now?
Remember, you don't remember that movie, The Strangers?
Oh, the one where, like, they come in and kill everybody?
Yeah. So that was based on a true story.
Yeah, that's why it's terrifying.
I don't know.
It was
that.
A basically like people with masks came in and just like murdered this whole family. And it's based on a true story, but they have no idea what actually happened because everyone died.
Yeah.
But they just found the bodies in all these like, you know what I mean? Like whatever. So they like put together a story based off of like what they think might have happened. and turned it into a horror, but now they're doing a 4-part series on
it. Wow.
Of course.
Well, that whole side of things, like going into the woods, seeing a staircase, whatever, I love shit like that. So the fact that the girls went to this area where there were like ruins.
They were in Scotland.
Yeah, and they happened to cross. So like the world that they cross into is the world of the dead. And it's where souls go when they can't crossover because either somebody is holding on to them too tight or they're holding on. I thought that was really neat. Where it was like, okay, you have unfinished business, so you're stuck.
Well, I mean, that is like that's essentially... General.
Is that what the vibe is? I don't really know much
Limbo's
about...
Limbo's always been a thing.
I've never really like looked into shit like that.
Well, I mean, that's really like what ghosts are.
Yeah, ghosts are just... But it's kind of fucked up, though, if you're at the mercy of somebody else. Like, mm-hmm. if somebody can't let me go,
yeah,
then I'm stuck. That's where
I thought that was very interesting, and how the boyfriend of Gray, having lost his sister when he was young... And she's still there, stuck, because he won't let her go.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
I loved that character. Okay, so they mentioned...
The boyfriend?
Yeah. They mentioned Doctor Who in this book. They actually just straight up say something about Doctor Who. And there is a lot of reference. It's interesting. That boyfriend is like the same fucking character as Rose's boyfriend in the early seasons of Doctor Who. It's like the guy that's like there because he loves the family, loves he loves Gray, he loved her, and he was along for the ride, and he was like, all right, I'll show up, I'll do these things. And he's very much like Rose's boyfriend in Doctor Who, even though she has so much shit going on and like she's, you know, got a bigger story that she needs to do. He was there with her to like the very end. So I thought that was really neat. But Gray, I don't know, she goes missing, the sisters are trying to find her, and things start coming out about like their abilities. So they can like kind of manipulate people, and they can like get them to do different things.
They can each kind of do something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Not Iris though, because she doesn't believe in herself.
Right, right. But they... Yeah.
It's relatable. I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. But they start to kind of realize that something happened when they went missing. They've kind of like hidden it. They don't want to think about it, so like they don't remember much, but obviously Gray, being the older one, does know what happened. Mm-hmm. So she's missing, and she's leaving behind clues to try to help them find her. Mm-hmm. And there's this man that keeps popping up who looks dead, and
like a minotaur head.
Yeah, and he Scary. Keeps following them. This is when they end up at that girl's house. I was kind of confused about that little girl.
That little girl is a safe house for... So what happened was Gray, in the moment, as she was trying to get this guy away from them, because he can smell her blood or whatever, he can track her by the blood, she basically told a random man in a car, using her coercion, compulsion basically, powers, told him to take the girls and the boyfriend to this safe house where this girl is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's dead. She's like one of those like that's come
oh,
back.
Oh, the girl was dead. Oh,
I the minotaur. Do you remember
American Horror Story?
American Horror Story.
Coven.
Yeah,
that's what I think of every time. Yep.
I liked the world. I liked the world. So when they go into this other world, this limbo, and they're looking for Gray in it, I thought the world was really cool. It gave me Stephen King vibes.
Yeah.
It gave me he just wrote a book. Fuck. What is it?
Another called? One.
Well, yeah, it's like more recent, but not super recent. Fairy Tale.
Oh, okay.
And it just gave me like those vibes. A couple of his books, actually reminded me of the Dark Tower series a lot. Just like the places they would visit and like the ride that they were on. So I really enjoyed just the other world and them being in
it. I think that part of the book was pretty good. I think the way it was described, how the world looked, was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was neat.
Fun is not the word I would use.
I had fun.
Okay.
But that's when we learned the backstory of what actually happened. And I thought this was sick, that when they were in this other world when they were babies, Gray, in order to save them, so they were normal humans, right? And then these changelings came and saw these like three girls, and they wanted to escape the other world. So they skinned them alive. I guess Gray did, not alive, but skinned them, wore their skin, and then left. So yeah, they were never humans. They are changelings that, like, I don't know what they actually are. Is that's a fairy? You said something
they're
about fairies.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even
changeling
put that together.
Is typically fairy. Like a half human.
It's usually half a.
Oh, I didn't
half
even
human,
put
half
that
a.
together. Damn. I hate fairy shit. I was like, oh, they're just like evil beings.
This is, I think it's one of the scarier fairy types. We're so used to reading like, you know, the ACOTAR type of thing.
Yeah.
This is like one of the scary bits of fae.
But they still have like human qualities. Like when they came back to the real world, obviously they were raised as humans, and the dad always knew something was wrong. But Iris, like the main character, she was still like a good person, even though she didn't mm-hmm. know, she never knew. Mm-hmm. So when she came back and she had the knowledge, she like told the mom, she was like, yeah, I'm this other thing. I'm so sorry about what happened to your girls. But she still accepts her and like lives that life mm-hmm. while Gray goes off. But the dad stuff, that was kind of where I was like, okay, this book is like not, I didn't need that. That was so lame that it was him. That was the twist.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a stupid twist. I didn't even get it.
I just felt like he couldn't let go because yeah. he knew that he didn't want to die. So basically, I think he was told to die by Gray.
Yeah.
So I think he just came back for revenge. He wanted to avenge his daughters.
Right.
Yeah. It was weird as fuck.
It was a weird book.
It was good, though. I had fun.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think I gave it a 3.
I thought it was good. For a young adult book, I thought yeah. it was written really well.
I don't think it's for me.
No,
it's not for
that's,
me.
That's
it's
totally
not for
fair.
Me. It's not, I
as
think
someone who likes horror, yeah. it's not my kind.
You know
of
what?
Horror.
It's up my back. It's
I
up my
think
alley.
This could have been for me when I was 18.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think this could have been for me when I was 16.
It's up my alley with like the weird shit. Like I like going into a different world. So any book that's bringing me,
Kayla gave it a 3.
What?
Kayla gave it a 3.
Nice. I think I gave
I think
it a 4.
I would have given it. I gave it a 3. I think 16-year-old me would have really liked it.
I still think this is better written than some of these other fucking adult books. Like, I think, like, this has... I think this is way better written than The Butcher and Blackbird. Though, I don't
see,
know.
See, like, I don't know. I just found it, like, a little...
I know you can't compare
you
them.
You can't compare them. They're two different things.
I found it, like, a little slow
yeah.
at times.
It was definitely slow.
Definitely felt very
and
slow.
It was such a short book for me to feel that way. It's, like, a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
I also... It just didn't engage me. It didn't
yeah.
keep me like, oh my god, I have to know what happens next.
Oh yeah,
know?
I didn't feel that either.
Like I was just listening to it because I making me read this would have been a problem.
Same.
But listening to it, I was just like, can this just end?
Yeah, I think mine was vibes too though, because I felt the same way in the beginning where I was just like, where the fuck is this going? Like I don't care about any of these people. And then once we got into like that other world and there was like that other vibe, I was like, ooh, this is fun. Like I want to go in the woods and walk through a door.
That's where you're gonna have.
And sometimes that's all I need.
I like the folklore aspect of it, like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the halfway is cool. You know what it reminded me of in a weird way?
What?
The OA.
I never seen.
You remember
the OA.
That show?
I feel like okay. I've gone back and forth on OA 100 times because now I don't know if I watched it or not because I saw it pop up on Netflix and I was like, this doesn't look like the fucking show that I watched that I thought was OA. Was she ever in a basement locked up, like in a box? Or was I watching something totally different?
Yeah.
She was?
Yeah.
How the first season is like the first
her,
season? Because I saw on Netflix
her
she
and
was
a
like.
Bunch of the kid, like other ones.
Yeah, but no, this was the first season you didn't see anybody else? I need to rewatch it then. Because I saw a trailer and maybe it was for a different season. And I was just like, I've never seen this in my life.
I don't, you know what? Like, I feel you. I just remember Homer.
Like Simpson?
The guy.
I need to rewatch it.
It was the girl that, like, she came back, and I think she was, like, blind or something like that. And then randomly she can see again, and, like, she, like, finds Homer, and, like, he was there. It, like, it's, like, a whole, like, thing, and you have no fucking idea, like, what happens.
Yeah.
And it's all about near-death experiences and,
right.
like, being in the other, like, world type, like, thing.
I do
it
feel like you would
me,
know.
It just gave me, like, the same vibes.
I feel like if you were a changeling and you came from this other world, like, there'd be parts of you that were probably going to be like, yeah, I'm not this person.
Well, I think Iris always kind of knew, right? Like, she tried to dye her hair and it, like, didn't work. Yeah. And, like...
She didn't know, like, who she was, I guess.
Like, I think there were indications of it. And I think that as a YA, there's always, like, that theme of, like, something or, like, some
coming
type
of
like,
type
lesson.
Of
sure.
And I think for this one, it's, like, being different and, like, not knowing how to, like, fit in and, like, that feeling of being different. I think, like, they were like, all right, well, you're different because you're not from
you're
this fucking
real
world.
Different.
Yeah. Interesting.
But.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know. Anything
it was,
else?
It was cool. I think I would prefer
it's a
another
funky book.
Scary book.
I still don't know why you recommended it.
I don't either.
I love the cover. The cover's beautiful.
I think it was a cool cover. Somebody recommended it. It was a horror-y fantasy. Horror-y?
I like that.
Horror-y.
It was a horror-y fantasy.
Nah.
It was a horror fantasy that I was like, sounds like it could hit multiple birds with one stone.
Oh. Okay.
And I think for me, it was a swing and a miss.
That's okay. Would you give it 3 stars?
I gave it a 3 stars because I don't think it was a bad book. Mm-hmm. Again, like I think maybe younger Erica would have liked it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was a book that I would pick up again. I don't think it was a book I would recommend to anybody. So again, I think it was not a bad book. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was something wrong with it.
I want to go full fantasy one of these days, like avoiding not romance. Not
romantic fantasy.
I just want to go and give me another world.
Is it Iron Prince?
Well, that's still like...
I'm so close to finishing it.
You like it?
I love it. I just...
Do it. Erica's never going to read it.
I'm going to read it.
You're going to read it in chunks.
I can probably tell Erica, read the first third, skip a lot, and go to the last third.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just do that.
Okay. But definitely read the first third.
First third, for sure. Yeah. Until it gets to the Institute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once you reach Institute, skip on over.
Yeah. Unless you like really like character
development. You know what I'm going to do is I'm like actually not even going to skim it. I'm just going to go.
You're going to read it?
No, just going to skip entirely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just gonna go, that's fine. All over. Yeah. Okay. Love that for
Bye.
You.
Bye.
How funny would it be though if she started reading? She was like, oh, I actually kind of like these characters. And
I when I tell knows? You, I smile reading this book. Yes. I like laugh out loud.
It's full character driven. Like if you like.
Yeah, it's all characters.
And that's what I love. That's, I love it.
I might like it.
I recommend the audiobook a lot.
I bought Audible. It. I did buy it.
I might re-listen to it.
Because Luke Daniels, I think, is the narrator's name.
Yeah,
kills it.
I'm gonna have to
when I tell you, because there's so many characters. I know we're talking a whole different book.
Yeah,
but there's so many characters in that book that you could get lost easily if you don't do a good job at it.
Yeah,
he gives everyone an accent.
Oh, I love it.
Like Catcher's accent.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
I tried to like hold it in. And it didn't.
Catcher's accent is like pure like California dude.
Really?
Like sup, dude?
Oh, he's such a nerd. Though.
Exactly. So just, and then Viv has a very regular voice. Aria has a type of like almost Russian.
Ooh. Is there any romance in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very slight though. It's not like
it's. I'm on the second book and it's like still building. So, yeah.
It's a slow, but it's good, slow burn.
I really like it.
But it's sweet.
It is sweet. It's I think wholesome. It's going to pay off. That's
it better because I'm reading a lot of pages.
So yeah, that's Iron Prince, which we're finally going to cover on the podcast. So if you haven't read it yet, start now.
Is this the main character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's hot.
That's Ray.
Ray is very hot.
He looks hot. Yeah. Is it the romance with him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sick.
Viv also has her own.
Yeah.
I'm interested in Viv's.
Yeah. Ooh. Wait till book two.
I saw when that was starting.
Wait
I was
till
like,
book two.
Okay, Viv. Viv's right. After my own heart.
Yeah. So if you haven't read Iron Prince, it's a really big book. So if you start reading now, you might be able to
make it
by the time we cover it on the podcast. All right. Anyway, that's pretty much it. If you want to follow us on Instagram, look up books_n_betches, BETCHES. Follow us on YouTube.
Subscribe
to us on YouTube. Just look up Books and Betches, and we'll catch you next week. We love you all so much. Bye-bye.